Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be late today. I really did, and so I called in about 15 minutes ago, and I said, I think I'm going to be late. And the reason is that we have been awaiting a propane delivery, and I had several questions that I needed to ask the technician for this new propane company that we're working with, and we got the job done just a couple minutes ago. So here we are alive. And but I said that I called in, and Brad answered the phone, and Brad engineers for USA Prepares as well as Jason. And I said, Brad, would you let Gwyneth know that she might be solo for a few minutes, maybe 15 minutes, and I should be able to get there. And he said, oh, Gwyneth will be just fine. Just fine. Yeah, she can handle that. It's like, no big deal. This is no problem at all. And he's absolutely right. And all the instructors have been told that this could happen at any time. And it could be a technical problem, or it could be whatever it could be. And so all of our instructors are ready. The engineers are ready. The backups we get. We are prepared for the eventualities that we foresee the possibility of happening. Jason, thank you for engineering today. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
just great. And Gwyneth, it would have been no problem, right, if I were late or it didn't show up at all, right?
No, that would have been fine. I would have carried on without you. That would have been okay.
Yeah, and if it were Rich Sheban, he would say, great, that's good. Then I'll be able to get through more of so much information. Gwyneth, you and I were chatting on the phone about all kinds of really interesting things. And one of them is about people in New Guinea. And you want to share with our class what that was about?
Yeah, the people of New Guinea are the world's original gardeners and farmers. They have the they have the oldest agricultural fields on earth. And if you believe the anthropological timeline, they say that they've been farming for 20,000 years. Yeah, that the anthropologists, that is, say that the New Guinea natives have been farming for 20,000 years, that they have fields and they have dug irrigation trenches, and they did the whole thing, and it's thousands and thousands of acres of this land that they farm up, in the mountains of Papua New Guinea on river valleys and that sort of thing. And they dug the whole thing with sharp sticks. So if there's anyone out there in the class that says they can't do it, they don't have the money, etc., etc., that is not true, because if the Papua New Guinea natives can do it, with no modern technology, no cash. They didn't have any concept of cash until the white man got there. And the white man didn't get to some of these isolated valleys until the 1980s, which is like yesterday, comparatively. And they have been farming up there with no modern technology, with their most sophisticated tools being sharpened and fire-hardened sticks and stone axes. They have stone axes and they have sticks and they have other stone tools. But until the 1980s, some of these tribes were living much as they had for the whole rest of their history as Stone Age primitive people. So, and there's people in the United States today that live as nomadic herders. And these are white people. They get a few sheep or a few goats and they form a herd and they wander about the countryside with their sheep and their goats and they graze their goats and their sheep and they live in tents or they live in little bivouacs or they live in little trailers and they graze their sheep and their goats. And they live on the milk, and they keep warm with the wool or the hair of their sheep and their goats. So, and they basically live as nomadic herders have lived throughout all of human history. So, there's no reason to be hopeless if you think that you can't do it, because of course you can do it. If you make up your mind that you can do it, then you can do it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
No, it absolutely does. Where there's a will, there's a way, and necessity is the mother of invention, as we've all heard over the years. Gwyneth, Papua New Guinea is south of the equator, just a little bit, and about approximately 100 miles north of the mainland Australia. So it's an island. And it's pretty close to Australia. And it was of strategic importance in World War II. I'm not exactly sure all the reasons why it was important, but I do know my dad went there in World War II. He was sent there. And he was in the Pacific Theater and ultimately was part of the force that liberated the Philippine Islands. Well, do you know what the significance of Papua New Guinea was in World War II? And we know that the Japanese were on their way to literally take over Australia and then move on over to the United States. We know that that was their plan. And Yamamoto was quoted as saying, you know, he was looking forward to taking over Washington, D.C. And we're talking about the Japanese class. That's what we're talking about. Gwyneth, is that why? Because New Guinea was on the way to Australia, which was on the way to the United States? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, it is. And actually, before World War II, New Guinea was always one island or one nation. And it was considered to be a part of Australia, much as Tasmania is considered to be a part of Australia, although it's an offshore island to the south. New Guinea was considered to be part of Australia, although it was an offshore island to the north. And there was no such place as Irianjaya, which is West Papua. It was just all Papua. And or otherwise known as New Guinea. And it was a buffer between Australia and Asia. And I'm not quite sure of the reasons why. It could have been to pacify the Indonesians and to stop them from invading, although I don't know why you would give away half of your buffer zone to your enemy in order to stop them from invading. Certainly, since the Indonesians have been in New Guinea, they have annihilated the local tribes that live there. They have engaged in a wholesale genocide program of the native Papuans. And that is some, you know, the Australian government did a lot of atrocities against a lot of Aboriginal tribes, but they never really did atrocities against the Papuans. And I think that they sort of had no plans to do so. And, but the Indonesians have pretty well wiped out the West Papuans. It's absolutely atrocious. And they have felled the rainforest and they have expanded their population into the area, which is a country where they never were. And they have turned it into a massive, just urbanized, you know, much the same as the rest of Indonesia is, basically, which is basically ramshackle. How can I put it? Shanty towns. You go to Indonesia, to where the rural, the regular people live. They live in ramshackle shanty towns. And you compare that to the architecture of the Papuans. They have a particular house design that they've always built in that area. And it's elegant. It's beautiful. If they in the areas where they still live as they've always lived, and the ceilings have, or rather the roofs have a vaulted angle to them, and what that does is it draws up the hot tropical air and it sends it out. So it means that there's a constant draft going in, and the houses are built on a, let me remember, north-south axis. And do you know what that does, Vincent? That means that if there is, that the really, really bad storm comes from the southwest, and that means that the really bad storm never blows through the house. They always meet the thatch of the roof, rather than blowing through the house and destroying everything in the house. And they don't really have doors on their houses. Often the houses are on stilts for the purposes of self-defense, because they were, I'm not going to idealize these people, they were cannibals, and some of them still are cannibals up there to this day. So they would build their houses on stilts to make them easy to defend, and also to keep them off the jungle floor, away from all the snakes and spiders and scorpions that live in that sort of tropical climate.
We'll be right back.
I think I can hear music.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, in class, you know, in the 1770s, there were a bunch of criminals, and they rebelled against the crown, England. And they decided they were going to revolt and form a new government here in the United States. So we had a revolution in 1776, and then, but 6 years earlier than that, a guy named James Cook charted and claimed possession of the east coast of Australia for Britain. He claimed it for Britain. And the idea was to preempt the French from expanding into the region. And then, 7 years later, 1787, there was a fleet of ships filled with convicts, enemies of the state of England, and that set sail for Australia. And in 1788, they landed. So it's really interesting to me that Australia is was originally settled by a bunch of criminals, and so was the United States. And England wanted to get rid of its criminals and sent them to Australia, an island they couldn't get off. And here in the United States and Australia, we are protecting the world against tyrants. I find that fascinating. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, the reason why Britain began sending its convicts to Australia was because it couldn't send them to America anymore. because the Americans decided they'd had enough. And they you know, had that little war that they had, and had the Declaration of Independence and all the rest of it. And, you know, what, once a year here in Australia on the 26th of January, half of the nation goes into a celebration. That's the day that the first fleet of convicts landed to set up the colony. And, you know, so half of the nation celebrates its birth, and the Aborigines call it Invasion Day. And I call it Rum Rebellion Day, because it just so happens that on the anniversary of the first fleet landing on one particular day, a number of years after the colony had been set up, there was this fellow, and his name was called William Bligh. And the class might have heard of him, but he got made the governor of Sydney Town and the colony of New South Wales, which at that time was the entire eastern half of Australia. And one of the first things that William Bligh did in his governorship, he was not a very good governor, Vincent. He had a little bit of a history of having a mutiny or two under his belt that he'd had to fight off. And even on dry land, he couldn't shake that particular tendency of doing stupid things that incited rebellion. And he banned the trading of rum. And there is one thing that you absolutely do not do, and that is tell an Australian that he can't have his alcohol. They do not do well with that. And, of course, Captain Bligh didn't know that because Australia was still a very, very young colony at that time. But the trait for the liking for alcohol was there in the Australian nature even at that early date. And, so William Bligh tried to outlaw the trading in alcohol, and he failed. And the other guys in charge actually stormed into his quarters and arrested him. And William Bligh was found hiding underneath his bed. I'd like to continue the story.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. An impeachment inquiry is an investigation of possible wrongdoing by a federal official, such as the President of the United States, cabinet official, or judges. The process is written into the Constitution and is the most powerful check that Congress has on the executive branch. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation. by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News says if Biden would have turned over his bank records, this could have all been avoided.
If he did nothing wrong, if he didn't sell out his country, then he should give us the bank records and we wouldn't have to do it this way.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, I saw that picture of the night sky over Montana that you sent me via Greg Lesher, and he'd been sending it, and I didn't get it. Well, I got it when Greg got it and then forwarded it to me, and I forwarded it to our instructors. That picture, class, let me try to describe this, and then Gwyneth can tell you exactly what it is. It's a picture of, it's a time-lapse photograph of the night sky, and it has lines on it. It looks like, remember when we used to use photographic film and a negative would get scratched, and you would see these white lines through the print, or you'd see the lines through the negative. This looks like someone took a coarse grit sandpaper and sanded through the negative. There's so many lines. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of lines. And it's time-lapse photography that shows where a satellite starts, let's say in the east and travels to the west, or it goes across the photograph. It looks like these satellites are traveling around the circumference and longitude and latitude of the Earth. It is incredible how many of these little buggers are out there. And when you think about this, you think that it's like looking through a screen, a window screen. There are that many lines. I'm very serious about this. And what we don't know is how we've destroyed the atmosphere, putting all these little nasty devices in the sky. Gwyneth, this picture is startling. Can you help flesh that out, please?
Yeah, it's terrifying. And do you know how much trouble I had trying to get that to you? Google did not want me to send that picture to you. And even I tried sending it through the USA Prepares email system. It wasn't sent through the USA Prepares email system. I went on to my Google email. It wasn't sent through Gmail. And I had to end up sending it to Greg through another electronic means. And he sent it on to you. So somebody out there in AI land knows about the existence of this photo and does not want this photo to be published. And
I think it's
on
startling.
Facebook for a short time and then disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I screenshotted the post. If you like, you could read the post that was included with it. I think that would describe.
I don't have that with me. It just said satellites over the Montana sky. That's pretty much all I had.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So he only managed to get the first one through to you, which is the main photo. That's, it's absolutely terrifying. It's like something out of, you know, that 1990s movie maybe, Terminator, Skynet. If you could imagine what a Skynet would look like in real life, that's what it would be. And nowhere, this is across the whole sky on the whole face of the Earth. You can go, this is outback Montana. This is not in over the top of New York City. It's over the top of New York City as well. But it's in Montana, it's in Alaska, it's in the far north, it's over the reindeer herders, it's Siberia, it's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere, and you can't get away from it. And these things are falling out of the sky. There's a bunch of them fell out of the sky. I broadcast that on USA Prepares about a month ago, that a bunch of satellites fell out of the sky over Melbourne. Remember that?
Yes.
Melbourne, Victoria, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And they just published it once on the evening news and then forgot all about it. We can't escape from these people, and we can't fight these people. They have accumulated so much power, money, and control that any attempt to fight them will be crushed ruthlessly, quickly and ruthlessly. The only thing that we can do, and the one little niche in their armor plate, is that they actually don't know how to do anything, really. All that they have is a whole lot of technology and psychological manipulation. But the human being They don't know how to grow crops. They don't know how to fix refrigeration systems. They don't know how to repair cars. They don't know how to keep animals. They don't know how to train horses. They don't know how to do anything. Not anything that really matters. All that they know how to do is threaten and psychologically manipulate and lie and extort people. That's all they know how to do. So that means that they're going to collapse because everything that they have relies on us. And they are giving us such a bad time. They're killing us, regular people, all the time. They're kidnapping our children. They're devastating us every way that they can possibly imagine or think to. And all that we have to do is stay out of the way and peacefully keep saying no to them and refusing to go along with their system. You know, not making war with them, that gives them the edge, because then they can paint us as the bad guys. No, just stay out of the way and refuse to play ball with them. Take your bat and ball and go home, as the Americans would say. That's the best thing to do. And that means going out, finding some place in the hinterboonies, setting up a homestead and growing your own food and keeping your own animals. And do not register your property with them. Do not register your property with them. And that's what you do. And their system, within 5 to 10 years, is going to utterly fail and is going to be as much a part of history as the fall of Carthage and the fall of Babylon. And you look at Babylon today, and it's a pile of ruins. You look at Carthage today, and it's a pile of ruins. You look at a lot of the ancient, you know, you look at Corinth and a lot of the ancient Greek cities. Athens is still there, but, you know, ancient Athens is ruined within the modern city of Athens. So, you know, and Rome is the same, right? Ancient Rome was utterly destroyed and was afterwards built again, but it was destroyed. And this is it. They can't succeed. They can't continue to prosper, and they will not continue to prosper. They are at the last 5 or 10 years of their run of power, and then they're going away, and you will never hear of them again. Except, you know, people won't even want to remember them in the history book. Like, people romanticize, well, that's even where the word romanticize comes from. People romanticize ancient Rome, right? And people glorify Greece. Nobody's going to romanticize or glorify these people, because they're that awful. But if, you know, the people who really hardly even noticed that Rome collapsed and Greece and Carthage collapsed were the people who were the small farmers who were living outside of town. You know, and except with Carthage, when the Romans came through, they did go and burn out a lot of the farms as well. But these people, these globalists, the Bible prophesies and tells you what to do and says, head for the wilderness, head for the hill. You know, at this time, head for the hill and stay there until the Lord returns. You know, and God will look after you and the earth will help you. But you've got to build a set of skills, which involves knowing how to grow fruit trees and keep livestock, knowing how to grow crops like vegetables, potatoes especially. And at the moment, what I'm doing is I'm putting in my because it's spring here. I'm putting in my cucurbits for the year, butternut pumpkins and zucchini, and I'm doing Three Sisters gardening. So I'm putting in zucchinis and butternut pumpkins in separate beds, obviously, and bolotti beans and corn, maize, all in the same bed. And, you know, last year I think I left it too late. So this year I'm doing it earlier. And because if you leave it, I've learned that if you leave it too late here, then you get the hot summer Australian sun. And that just absolutely, it just destroys everything. So this year, but you see, it takes time to learn. It takes many years to learn this. And if you get it wrong in a year, you get no crop. So then you got to, you know, have none of that particular crop for a whole year. Or you're stuck with nursing a crop through a bad time of the year, which you know happens every year, but you thought that you'd planted it in time and you didn't. So then you've got to nurse your crop through that bad season, whether it's excessive heat or excessive cold. With us, it happens to be in the summer, excessive heat. And but yeah, you've got to realize how to do this. And it takes years to learn to do this. And then one year, you'll find that everything will fall into place and your garden will just go pop. And your seeds will have acclimatized. You've saved the seeds that survived. Even if you get one tomato, you save every seed from that tomato. And then you plant the seeds from that one tomato the following year. And you'll find that your tomato plants will be more robust. And that's what you do. It takes years to develop the seed strain. It takes years to learn about your climate. It takes years to learn about all the little tips and tricks.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
The benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, class, most of us have not experienced war, especially in the United States and Australia. But let me share this with you. I've been watching some footage, some actual footage, U.S. Military footage of World War II. And Germany invaded France. They just attacked France, started shelling it, bombing it from airplanes, invaded it with infantry troops. And men, women, and children were murdered, killed, blown to bits. And during the invasion, it wasn't just France. There were a lot of countries that Germany invaded in their ruthless quest to get more. They weren't satisfied. Adolf Hitler wasn't satisfied. He wanted what other people had worked hard for. He wanted to steal it. And so when the Nazis invaded France, they left destruction in their wake. They blew up towns and buildings, churches and houses, and set farms on fire and killed the people that were in the way, you know, the people who lived there. And then, because Germany declared war on the United States, we went after the Germans. So the Germans blew up France, and then we chased the Germans out of France, and we blew up more of France. Now, imagine this. Imagine having a house, living in the city, living in the equivalent of the suburbs, living in a farm, and then the Germans come in and lay waste to whatever they want. They set farmhouses on fire. They send artillery shells through buildings and kill animals. And if you had chickens, they'd eat your chickens, steal your eggs. And the farmers would say, this is terrible. The Germans just invaded us and destroyed everything in their path. And then the Americans, to chase the Germans out, blew up the buildings the Germans were in France. So we wrecked more of it. Now imagine that. Imagine the fighting, you know, where you take some land and drive the enemy out, and then the enemy would take the land back. And they'd keep blowing up the same land and blowing up more and more buildings. This is what happened. And what I'm trying to share with you is I know people, I've met people, who've said to me at our meetups and, you know, at our events and public gatherings that they can't wait for, you know, the shooting to start. It's crazy. That's beyond crazy. We don't want to be involved in this. Class, if you think it's difficult to get eggs and salt and sugar and the things that you need now, it'll be terrible. It'll be beyond terrible. We do not want this to happen. This is not a good thing. But as I talk with people, people send me all kinds of emails and letters and things, and it's clear nothing's getting better. Everything's getting worse. It's all headed down the road to destruction. You don't want this. I really mean, you don't want this. I know people who were in World War I who, they're not alive now, but I talked to them about World War I. The fighting was terrible. People died on the battlefield. People were wounded. Their arms were blown off. Their legs were blown off. They had part of their intestines were cut out, and you know, their lives were saved, but they were never the same. Nobody who is in combat, I don't believe anybody comes back the same. Mental damage, physical damage, psychological damage, trauma. Nobody comes back the same. It's a really bad thing. So what I'm saying is, it's clear to me that the best path for us is to stay out of the way. Get out of Dodge. Don't be where the violence is going to be. Don't get involved with it. Don't say, yeah, I'll sign up, I'll roll up my sleeves and be part of the fracas. Absolutely not. Stay out of it. There's no need to destroy the planet any more than it's already been done. And if you look, we're talking about the satellites in space. How many do you think there are? 30? 50? 100?
1,000.
200? 1,000. 6,700 that they admit. 6,700 satellites, and they're planning putting up another 1,000 a year. 6,700 satellites that they admit. Now, do you really think that number's right? Or do you think it's more like maybe the half right? And it's more like, I don't know, 14,000? I don't know the number. I don't know. But I do know I don't believe anything that I read. I don't believe anything that I see. I looked up the number of satellites, and I have like 5 different numbers. And the numbers are thousands of satellites apart. I don't believe anything. But I know a lot of them.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.